Chapter 17, Buying Pre-Foreclosures, REOs, and Short Sales. There is no security on this earth, only opportunity. Douglas MacArthur. People hit unexpected financial problems. The loss of a job, health issues and mounting medical bills, divorce, overspending, or maybe an adjustable rate mortgage that has gone up a few points. In some cases, homeowners will try to refinance, but this may be an impossible task if the home does not have enough equity or the owners cannot prove to the bank how they can make the payments even if they do refinance. When homeowners can no longer make payments, the property goes through a pre-foreclosure process in which the bank notifies the owners that the foreclosure process will start unless payment is made. Owners may be so anxious to sell their home before it is foreclosed that they rush to put the property up for sale and price it too high or too low. If the property needs to be fixed up, it can be even harder to find a buyer for it, especially if the owners are in a hurry. Unfortunately, some property owners are in denial, and maybe I would be as well. They can't believe this is happening to them, so they don't even try to do anything about it. Eventually, they lose their home to foreclosure and are forced to leave. Few things are more traumatic than losing a home. But as investors, we need to realize that by buying a home before it is foreclosed, we could help these unfortunate owners and also have the opportunity to make money. Become their problem solver. If owners can't save their homes during the pre-foreclosure process, they'll lose their home in foreclosure. The bank will then auction these foreclosed properties to get their money back. In many cases, people buy these auctioned homes, but in many more cases, no one buys these homes and the bank is stuck owning them. This type of property is known as an REO, real estate owned. Banks are in the business of lending money, not owning properties. So they want to sell their REOs as quickly as possible. Essentially, the bank is the homeowner, although they may know little about the property's history. In this chapter, I'll teach you how to buy homes before they go through foreclosure, pre-foreclosures, and how to buy homes after they've already gone through foreclosure and become REOs. In both cases, you can often spot bargains and buy homes at much lower prices than their actual worth. To learn about foreclosures, refer to Chapter 16. I'll also teach you one more technique called a short sale. A short sale is basically buying property in the foreclosure process that has more owed on the home than what it is worth. In other words, the home has negative equity. With what you learn in the main foreclosure chapter, Chapter 16, and in this chapter, you will have the opportunity to profit from foreclosures in a variety of ways. Finding pre-foreclosures. A foreclosure begins with a notice of default, which informs the owners that they are in default on their loan payments and that the lending institution will begin foreclosure proceedings if the payments are not brought up to date. At this time, the owner can make all past due payments and the foreclosure process will stop. If they cannot pay their past due payments, the bank will foreclose on the property anywhere from 45 days to 6 months from the time the bank first sent out the notice of default. Finding notices of default. You can usually find information about notices of default as a public record in the county courthouse. Visit the courthouse and put together a list of homeowners who have received notices of default. You can find homes in pre-foreclosure status also by investigating the places I listed in the Finding Foreclosure section in Chapter 16. Don't be afraid to talk to the owners, even if they are losing the house due to delinquent payments. Be polite, try to understand everyone's position, and be sympathetic to their situation. But don't be afraid to ask. If you hear someone is having a hard time and can't pay their mortgage, if you see a house that is not being taken care of the way it used to be, if you know a friend of a friend who is having troubles or has received a notice default, don't be afraid to ask. Most people think it would be rude to ask or try to communicate with someone about their situation when he or she may be losing a home due to a foreclosure. But I look at it differently. After all, if people have hit an unexpected financial bind and their house is in jeopardy of being foreclosed, you may keep them from having their credit ruined for years simply by speaking out. Why? Because you may be able to stop the foreclosure process by structuring a creative deal or purchasing the house. So your speaking to the owners may be a blessing to them, and they may even thank you for taking the burden off their shoulders. If I knew of a property that I thought was in jeopardy of being foreclosed on by the bank, I would have no problem calling the owners, stopping by to see them personally, writing them a letter, or if all that failed, leaving a letter attached to the front door. You may find out that the owners are doing fine. If so, you can wish them the best and move on. Or you may find out that they are in over their head. If so, you may be able to relieve them of an obligation they simply can't handle anymore and make yourself money. Strive to be a problem solver because you can make a fortune being one. In general, it makes the most sense to work with pre-foreclosures when there is a good amount of equity in the home, although you can still consider a piece of property even if it has no equity. This is the short sale strategy I cover later in the chapter. Make sure you inspect the home. If the owners do not have the money for mortgage payments, they may not have the money for repairs and maintenance. When I send a letter, I am polite, I get to the point, and I keep my heart open to understanding the difficult situation the owners may be experiencing. Following is an example of a letter I would send, but feel free to modify it in a way that makes sense to you. Remember to be considerate and always think of what might be going through the mind of the person to whom you are sending the letter. Opportunity Seeker, 1111 Opportunity Street, Visionary, Arizona, 22222. John Doe, 222 Possible Sales Street, Anywhere, USA, 88888. Regarding your property. Dear John, my name is Dean Graziosi, and I purchase property for investment. It has come to my attention that your parcel of property, located at 222 Possible Sales Street, may be in jeopardy of being foreclosed on by the bank. If this is not the case, I apologize for the intrusion. If this is the case, I am sorry that you are having difficulties. I am contacting you to let you know that there may be a way that you can avoid the foreclosure process and keep your credit from being tarnished with this unfortunate circumstance. Most of us fall on hard times at some point in our lives, but there may be a way I can help make your situation a little easier. I would welcome the opportunity to discuss this with you further, in person or on the phone. I can be reached at 555-1212. Best regards, Dean Graziosi. When you have the opportunity to communicate with the owner in person or on the phone, have a list of questions ready. Remember to be delicate and polite. The person is obviously going through a tough time. Most of us have been there in some way. Remember how that felt when you were communicating. In the nicest way, you should try to get the following information. How much is still owed on the mortgage? How many payments are overdue? Does the payment include property taxes? If the payment does not include property taxes, are any tax payments overdue? Has a notice for a sheriff's sale been sent? What are the owner's chances of making up the payments and costs? Has the bank sent you a list of additional expenses owed to them for the foreclosure process? Are any second mortgages or other outstanding bills attached to the property? If you don't have the money to pay off the lender, would you be open to discussing opportunities that could relieve you of this burden? Remember, equity in the home is a great asset. Asking the preceding questions will help you find out how much equity the home may have and whether the owner is willing to work with you to stop a foreclosure. Property owners who have a good chunk of equity in their home will want to try and save a portion of it and keep a good credit rating. For these reasons, these properties have a strong investment potential. Until the bank actually forecloses on the property, you have the opportunity to stop that process, purchase the property, and arrange a way to assume the mortgage, get a new mortgage from the same bank, or put together your own creative financing plan. In addition to finding notices of default through the county courthouse, you can find properties in pre-foreclosure by advertising in local newspapers. Here's an example of a classified ad. Mortgage payment behind? In jeopardy of losing your home and hurting your credit? We can help. We buy homes. Any area or condition. We could get that payment off your back immediately. Call the Problem Solvers right now at 555-555-5555. Try running an ad like this or different versions of it for several weeks and track your results. Make sure that whatever phone number you list in the ad is answered by you, by someone who knows exactly what you are doing, or by a polite and nicely worded voice message similar to the letter I listed previously. When you buy a home in the pre-foreclosure process, you're negotiating a deal directly with the owner. The owner generally wants to stop the foreclosure process by selling you the property and settling with the bank. As the buyer, You want to buy the home at a price that's low enough to make it worth purchasing, but fair enough that the current owner can escape foreclosure. Real life story. Jackie from Indiana told everyone she knew that she was starting her real estate investing career and was looking for property. A friend told her about a couple who were losing their home, pre-foreclosure status, even though they owed only $10,000 on it. It was a great buy because homes in the area were selling for $30,000 to $40,000. This was Jackie's first experience in buying a pre-foreclosure home, and it fit her investing budget. She was nervous about approaching the owners, almost as much as the owners were nervous about getting bank letters. She asked the right questions and found out that they would be happy if they could walk away from the home and not owe anybody anything. Jackie got the exact amount owed to the bank and then asked the bank whether they could help with some of the penalty costs because she was going to pay off the debt. They agreed and took a flat $10,000 for the home. Jackie had just enough in savings to purchase the home. Now she can decide whether to refinance and pull out her cash to remodel the property or do a quick fix-up and try to resell it. This is just one example on how you can buy a pre-foreclosure property. After you find such a property, you can then negotiate with the bank for a loan. Or you could draw up a contract with the current owner stating that you will make all past due payments and continue to make payments on the house until it sells. Then you can split the profit. After you understand the owner's circumstances, build a relationship and figure out whether this house can make you a profit. If so, get creative and make the deal happen. Another way to profit from pre-foreclosures. The safest way to deal with people in pre-foreclosure is to buy the owners out and have them leave. Emotional attachment can lead to a bad deal if the previous owners stay in the home. If the homeowners insist on staying in the property, lease it to them without an option to purchase. You need to use caution because the previous owners may still be in serious financial trouble, which means you could end up with a messy eviction and court battle. If the homeowners are not willing to be just tenants and have significant equity in the property, offer a partnership arrangement wherein the partnership owns the property. Your contribution to the partnership is the money to cure, pay, the back payments due on the loans. The partnership will lease the property to the former homeowners for market rent. If they default on the rent payments, the partnership evicts them. The former homeowners still have a partnership interest, but they do not have possession. At that point, you can buy them out of the partnership. As you can see, this structure has the potential to get messy. Therefore, the partnership approach should not be approached without the assistance of qualified legal counsel. Always make sure you have an exit strategy for yourself in case the owners suddenly come across some money. In your agreement, state that if the previous owners pay back all money you laid out, plus an additional amount for your time and trouble, you will sell the house back to them. This way, there is no confusion and your profit is in writing. In most cases, this will not happen, but you should always be prepared. Purchasing REOs. Before selling an REO, the bank will usually evict anyone who is living on the premises. After the property is vacant, the real estate agency will have someone appraise the property to help them estimate the cost of repairs and determine the value of the property. The condition of an REO can range from great to run down. When you buy an REO, you are buying it as is with no warranties or guarantees on its condition. Before you buy an REO, inspect a property or hire a home inspector so you know its condition and flaws. After an REO property is vacant and an appraiser has estimated the value of the house, the bank will list a property with the real estate broker who specializes in REOs. Remember, an REO is a foreclosure that has already happened. The bank auctioned the property, but no one bid the amount they wanted, so the bank owns the property. Instead of negotiating with the previous owner, you are dealing with the bank as the owner, through their official REO broker. Finding an REO broker. A good way to obtain a list of brokers in a particular state is to go to the REO Network's website at www.reonetwork.com. After you have a list of brokers, call them and tell them that you are looking to purchase properties. Be honest about your price range and how fast you think you could close on a parcel. As the property lists start coming in, look at the actual properties and the surrounding neighborhood. Make sure that you can afford the properties before you go any further. Of course, you can always make a lower offer if you think it might be accepted, but don't waste the broker's time or yours. Remember, make an offer that is backed by reasoning, not just because you want to pay less. When negotiating to buy an REO, you'll be negotiating with the bank's realtor. Ask the realtor questions such as, have you shown the property recently? And what kind of condition is the property in? Let the real estate agent provide as much information as he or she is willing and able to offer. In other words, be polite, but don't interrupt. Ask open-ended questions that might offer some insight as to how motivated the bank is to sell this property. If the answers are what you're looking for, your next question should be, when can I see it? Don't forget that these properties are considered liabilities. REOs are actually assets on the bank's balance sheets, but they feel like liabilities. And the bank wants to get rid of them quickly. The more you know about a property, the better equipped you'll be to come up with an offer the bank will accept. Although the bank will want to sell for as close to the list price as it can, usually at least 85 to 90%, they may accept a lower offer if a property has been on the market for some time. Be sure to compare similar homes in the same neighborhood to determine whether property values are rising or declining. When purchasing REO properties, always pay substantially under the market value. Most of these properties will need cosmetic work at a minimum. Allow for the cost to bring them up to saleable condition. These strategies can work in any market because you are buying under value. In an up market, there may be more competition in acquiring this type of property, so be careful not to pay too much. In a down market, find out the values of other homes that have been sold in the neighborhood. Remember that in a down market, more REOs are available with less competition. So if you can buy a home at a 20% discount, that might be just enough for you to rent the home and pay your mortgage while still generating positive cash flow. Hold it as long as needed until the market takes an upswing and then sell it for a profit. Finding HUD and VA REO properties. Banks are not the only institutions that wind up with REOs. Two government agencies, HUD, Housing and Urban Development, and the VA, Veterans Administration, are government agencies that help people buy homes. If owners default on their loans, both HUD and the VA may wind up with REOs. HUD has two areas for finding homes. They are listed separately and are classified as owner-occupied listings for people who want to purchase a home in which to live, and investor listings for investors. If you sign up on their website and list yourself as an investor, you'll be able to bid only on the investor listings. The HUD website is www.hud.gov. Properties owned by the VA are sold in the same way as those owned by HUD, through a bidding process. VA properties rarely sell for less than 93% of the listed price. All VA listings can be purchased by an investor. The U.S. government lists VA homes, along with other federal government properties, at www.homesales.gov. Purchasing VA and HUD homes is popular among investors, so expect a lot of competition. But the two agencies are excellent resources for finding affordable investment properties. Finding REOs from other government agencies. Many other agencies also seize properties and sell them at lower prices. They include the following: Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, Internal Revenue Service, IRS, Treasury Department, County Real Estate Tax Authority. Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC. When banks become insolvent, the FDIC has the responsibility of administering their business. This means they will try to sell the bank-owned REOs. There are 8 regional FDIC offices across the United States. You can find the closest one by accessing their website, www.fdic.gov, or by contacting their home office in Washington, D.C., at the following address: Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, 550 17th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20429. Their phone number is 202-393-8400. Internal Revenue Service, IRS. The Internal Revenue Service is the office of the Treasury Department charged with collecting taxes. When someone goes into delinquency on their taxes, the IRS may foreclose on the property and sell it to recover some or all of the taxes owed. To find out the location and time of the next tax sale, watch your local classified ads in the real estate section. Contact your local IRS office or contact the office in the area where you are looking for property. The IRS website is www.irs.gov. Treasury Department. In addition to the tax sales conducted by the IRS, the Treasury Department also auctions seized property. You can access their website, www.ustreasury.gov, or look in the local newspaper to find out when the next auction will be held. The property sold at these auctions has been seized as a result of illegal activity. Here's the main Treasury office address. Department of the Treasury, 1500 Pennsylvania Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20220. Their phone number is 202-273-4800. Real life story. To see how buying REOs can lead to wealth, here's one of many stories that two of my students shared with me about a property that had been foreclosed and was in the bank's REO portfolio. You've probably heard this before, but it's worth repeating. Banks don't like to own real estate. Banks make money by making loans on real estate, not by taking ownership and selling real estate. As soon as the bank has gone through the long and expensive process of foreclosing on a property, they want to get the property off the books as soon as possible. Fortunately, we had developed a good relationship with our bank and maintained a good credit report. So when our bank foreclosed on some property, our REO real estate agent, who was always on the lookout for foreclosures and fixer-uppers, notified us. After we looked at the property, we were excited. We could see that it fit our budget, was in a decent neighborhood for growth, and needed repairs that we could handle mostly ourselves. So, through our broker, we contacted the bank and they sold us the property for the amount of their loan, which was $41,000. My wife and I were ecstatic. The previous owners had begun remodeling the house, but they lost their home to the bank before finishing. They had installed new double pane, vinyl windows, and permanent aluminum siding, which was in great condition. In addition, they had built a large garage shop with a high ceiling. The only downside was that we had to haul away 20,000 pounds of greasy auto parts from the garage. But because of the profit we stood to make, we cleaned out the garage with a smile. We estimated that the cost to remodel the kitchen and upstairs, haul the debris from the garage, and clean up the yard would be $15,000. Included in this amount were our holding costs for the loan payments we would have to make to the bank while we remodeled the property. We found a fantastic handyman who helped us complete all the work in just 2 short months. We then interviewed a few realtors and were pleased when one of them suggested that we list a property for $89,950. We reviewed the comparable sales in the area and realized that this was on the high side, but we decided to give it a try. The kitchen remodel appealed to the female buyers and the large garage shop appealed to the men. We had offers within 2 weeks and sold the house for close to full price. After paying closing costs and realtor commissions, we netted $80,000 after paying back $41,000 to the bank for the first mortgage and the $15,000 line of credit for the remodeling costs, we netted $24,000. It was an incredible experience and just one of the deals that helped set the foundation for a lot more deals in our investing career. We are surely not done. I would suggest to anyone that REOs are not something they should overlook. Short sales. In the previous story, my students talked about buying an REO from the bank for the price of the amount owed on the loan. Now, I'm going to show you a way to get property not only less expensively, but also before anyone else can buy it. Short sales are another way to buy properties that are near foreclosure, in foreclosure, or already foreclosed. To find this type of property, get a list of pre-foreclosures and foreclosures from the courthouse, from the title companies, online, or at my website, www.deangraziosi.com, or from a list provider that sells pre-foreclosure and foreclosure lists. These are the same sources of foreclosures we list in the Finding Foreclosures section in Chapter 16. The difference with a short sale strategy compared to a straight foreclosure or pre-foreclosure strategy is simple. When you are buying pre-foreclosures, you are looking for homes that have equity, which means there is less money owed on the home than what it is worth. With a short sale strategy, you work with homes in which people owe as much or more than the property is worth. This turns a lot of investors away. But with a little work, you can make a profit as you do with any of the foreclosure strategies. After you have a list, get the name and address of each property owner. you might want to send each owner a simple letter or postcard as follows. No equity, no problem. I am sure you have probably already fixed your financial situation or are working on selling your property. But if there is still a problem, I may be able to help. If your current solution does not work, I would love to share with you a backup option. No closing costs, no commissions. Move when you are ready. Have your money in 48 hours. We clean the house. We are here to help. Private investor, not a real estate agent. Call your name for help. 555-555-5555. Get results today. www.yourwebsitehere.com. The goal is to send these marketing pieces so that homeowners in foreclosure start to call you. When they call, let them know that you are there to help them and keep the foreclosure off their record. Let them know that you realize there is no equity in their home, but you still have a possible solution. When there is no equity, a short sale option may be the only strategy that could allow you to make money and possibly help them at the same time. Here's an example of how I made more than $30,000 in only 10 hours. I did a short sale before I knew what such a term meant. I'm telling this story not just to teach you the process, but more importantly, to teach you to keep an open mind, think outside the box, take a chance, and make things happen. A piece of property located in a little town in upstate New York bordered the local middle school. As in many areas, the school needed to expand. However, the only area where it could expand was onto the property I'm talking about. This property had an abandoned house on it. The owners had moved out, the house was condemned, and the bank was going to foreclose on the property shortly. I knew that the middle school needed the property, so I wanted to buy the property, tear down the condemned building, and sell the land to the school for a profit. Pretty innovative thinking, I thought. But several other people were thinking the same way. Now, here is where my ability to think a little differently led to not only a huge profit, but also to a new secret to add to my collection of strategies for making money with real estate. I knew a foreclosure sale date was set, and that I wasn't the only one who knew about it. I also knew that the competition at an auction would be high. I thought to myself, how can I use my ability to think differently from all the other people who are going to try to buy the foreclosure? I found out the mortgage holder, I naively called the bank, and... But wait, before I go on, I want to teach you another important secret. When you make a call in any situation, make sure you have the right person on the phone before you waste your time and energy explaining yourself to an unqualified person. Get the decision maker on the phone so you know where you stand right away. Also, be prepared. When I called the bank this first time, I simply said, "Hi, this is Dean Graziosi, and I'm interested in purchasing a piece of property that your bank has a lien on. It is located at so-and-so location and is presently in the name of so-and-so person. May I please speak to the person at your bank who would be the decision maker on that property?" Well, it worked. They connected me to the right person. Now I was on the phone with him and learning as I went. I was polite, but not afraid to ask questions. I had nothing to lose and a lot to gain. So I went for it and asked, "How can I buy this piece of property before it goes into foreclosure?" His reply was, "You can't buy the property, but we could sell you the lien." And that's when the light bulb went off. I asked him what he meant, and he answered that $145,000 was owed on the property. He told me that I could fax over an offer. Well, to me, fax over an offer means that the bank will probably take less than what is owed. This property taught me that you can buy a lien from the bank at a reduced rate and get to the property before anyone else has a chance to buy it from the bank. And that is the basis of doing a short sale. When only a small amount is due on a piece of property, you may have an opportunity to get a bargain. However, most of the time, the bank will take possession of the property outright or bid on it themselves so they can reap the benefits. But in many cases, as much or even more is owed on the property than it is worth. So where is the room for your profit? Well, here's the answer. A short sale or buying the lien from the bank. A bank or note holder may write a distressed property off as a bad debt. They already took the loss or are ready to take a loss to get it off their books. In this example, they are owed $145,000 on it and wrote or will soon write most of that off as bad debt. They know the property is not worth what they are owed and are looking to recoup whatever they can, so they often will take a fair offer. Now, back to the banker. He told me to fax an offer, so I hung up the phone and ran over to the property to get a better look and more ammunition for the offer I was about to send. It is important to remember that I was not making an offer on the property. Rather, I was making an offer on the lien that was owed on the property. So I was negotiating the purchase of the $145,000 of debt tied to that property. This means that even if I bought the lien for less money, I would still be owed the full amount of the debt. When you buy a lien or a note at a discount, you are still buying it at full face value. In summary, I was negotiating the purchase of the note or lien that the bank had on that property, not the property itself. After looking at the property, I faxed an offer of $12,500. Within a few minutes, the bank officer called me and said, "Dean, I got your offer, but I think you made a mistake. Did you mean $125,000? Here comes another important lesson. At this point, I could have been intimidated and said, "Oh no, I made a big mistake offering such a small amount of money." But because of my ability to think differently, I answered, "To me, that property has almost a negative value on it." I was prepared with all the negative aspects of the property. My answer surprised the banker. He said, "What do you mean?" I responded by pointing out that the property had a building on it that was old and condemned, and I would have to take it down. That meant I'd need permits, fees, approvals, especially because the property was next to a school. There could be asbestos on the old pipes, so I'd have to test for that as well. I found out later that there wasn't any asbestos. Plus, almost $5,000 in taxes were owed on the property. For these reasons, I told him, the property had almost a negative value. So, in my opinion, $12,500 was a realistic offer. If he would like to accept that, I could come up with the money quickly. A day later, to my disbelief, the banker called me back and accepted my offer for $12,500. So, I wound up buying a $145,000 lien from the bank for $12,500. Now, I could just have gone to my attorney and told him to handle it from here and still made a lot of money. But I wanted to see whether I could think a little differently and make this process quicker, easier, and less expensive for everyone involved. Now, who was involved? The owners of the property, who unfortunately could not pay their mortgage, and me. After asking my attorney to tell me about the foreclosure process, always seek legal advice when you are unsure of something. I knew the process, but I also knew it would be easier if the owners simply signed over the deed to me. You see, the foreclosure process would cost them additional money, and they could be liable for any uncollected debt. Obviously, they were not in a position to spend more money. It's important to remember that this is not a case of you against them. Circumstances can affect people in different ways at different times. So I called the owners, told them I had purchased a lien on their property, and simply said, "I am sorry that you had to let your house go. As you may or may not know, I could start the foreclosure process immediately, but I think I have a way to make it simple for all of us. Are you open to a suggestion?" And their answer was a big yes. So I explained that if they simply signed over the deed to me, it would save us all a bunch of money and time, and also relieve them from the debt and any further responsibility. They agreed. My attorney prepared the papers, we both signed, and the property was mine for the $12,500 and a few thousand dollars in back taxes. When you are considering buying a foreclosure, always run a title search on the property to see all debts related to that parcel of property. You don't want to take on a piece of property that may have some additional hidden debt. Because I had bought the property for so little money, I went ahead and sold it to the school district at a fair price to help out the town. I made about $30,000 in 10 hours' work. Why? Because I learned about the possibility of purchasing a lien before it goes to foreclosure. And I was not afraid to think on my own and not afraid to ask. Other more experienced investors than I was at the time wanted to buy this property. But I found a way to buy it before them and for less money. So to summarize, if a short sale is your only option on a piece of property, you can start by getting permission from the owner to talk to the lender on the owner's behalf. You can get the permission with a letter or a three-way call. Now it is time to connect with the lender. This way, you will know exactly where everything is and how much is owed so you can plan your strategy and how much you are willing to spend. If there is no way to work with the current owner, You can talk to the correct representative at the bank and possibly purchase the lien at a discount from them directly. Negotiating a short sale with the lender can reap huge benefits. Although not always easy, the reward makes the effort worthwhile. The first step is finding a bank officer who has the authority to accept a discount. You'll have to call around to locate the lender's loss mitigation department. More than likely, each lender you deal with will have a different name for this department, so be patient when calling. Expect the process to involve some waiting on hold and being bounced around a maze of automated voicemail systems. After you get in touch with the right person, the negotiating begins. From the lender's perspective, a short sale saves many of the costs associated with the foreclosure process: attorney's fees, the eviction process, delays from borrower bankruptcy, damage to the property, costs associated with resale, and so on. A foreclosure can cost a lender more than $30,000 on average. In a short sale scenario, the lender can cut their losses. Your job as the investor is to convince the lender that they will fare better by accepting less money now. After you have made contact with the lender and you know who the decision maker is, submit an offer in writing. This offer has to show why it is a good deal for them. Make it clear that the best option for the lender is to accept this offer and stop the foreclosure. So, lay it out for them and make it an easy decision to accept your offer. The lender will want some information about the property, the borrower, and the deal he has made with you. Specifically, the lender wants to know what the property is worth. The lender will generally hire a local real estate broker or appraiser to evaluate the property, called a broker's price option, or BPO. But not always, as in my example. You can also submit your own appraisal or comparable sales information. In addition, you will want to offer as much specific negative information about the property as possible, such as the poor condition of any structures on the property. Also, include relevant information about the neighborhood and the local economy if things are bad. Copies of newspaper articles with bad news may help. Also, submit a contractor's bid for repair estimates. The lender will also ask for financial information about the borrower, sort of a backwards loan application. The borrower must prove that he or she is broke and unable to afford the payments and has no other source of income or assets to repay the loan. This process may involve as much, if not more, paperwork than an original mortgage application. The borrower should submit a hardship letter, which is basically a sob story about how much financial trouble the borrower is in. This may require a little literary creativity and some help on your part. Don't lie. Just paint a picture that doesn't look good. Finally, the lender generally wants to see a written contract between you and the seller. The lender wants to make sure the seller isn't walking away with any cash from the deal. Generally, the contract must be written so that the buyer pays all costs associated with the transaction, and the net cash to the seller is the amount of the short pay to the lender. A preliminary HUD-1 settlement statement is often requested, which can be difficult because many title and escrow companies simply won't prepare one before closing. However, you can prepare your own HUD-1 and simply write preliminary on the top. You can get a blank HUD-1 type document at www.deangraziosi.com. This preliminary HUD-1 shows the bank how much you are offering and where the proceeds from the sale are going. Don't be surprised if your first short sale bid is rejected. Lenders aren't emotionally attached to their properties, but they want to get all they can for them. Short sales can be a great way to purchase property. They allow you to create equity where it did not exist. This gives you the opportunity to profit from investments that other real estate investors never look at. It may seem like a difficult process, but after you get your system down, you can make huge profits. Conclusion. Pre-foreclosures and REOs give you a chance to buy property at steeply discounted prices, and short sales give you a chance to buy property at an even greater discount when most investors turn away. The key is that banks don't want to own homes. They want to loan money for people to buy homes, so they are more than willing to negotiate just to get rid of their properties. Banks are smart with their negotiating, but now so are you. The longer the bank is stuck with the property, and this is especially true in a down market, the more anxious and willing they will be to negotiate a deal. And that means bargains for you. When negotiating to buy pre-foreclosures or REOs, keep the following in mind. Take the initiative to research and seek out pre-foreclosure opportunities. Be polite when communicating with people who are experiencing financial difficulties and could potentially lose their homes. Think creatively about how you can solve someone else's problem. This will go a long way towards finding opportunities for you to build wealth in real estate pre-foreclosures.